Politics. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is accusing half a dozen Democratic lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death, after they called on military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. This is White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
They're suggesting, Nancy, that the president has given illegal orders, which he has not. Every single order that is given to this United States military by this commander-in-chief and through this chain of command, through the Secretary of War, is lawful.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is dangerous.
The president of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious. We have already seen what happens when Donald Trump tells his followers that his political opponents are enemies of the state. Every time Donald Trump posts things like this, he makes political violence more likely.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin wrote on X to military members, "The American people need you to stand up for laws and the Constitution." The government says the economy added 119,000 jobs in September. PNC economist Gus Fauché says it's a solid number.
That's the best job growth we've had since April of this year, and that's an indication that the labor market continues to improve, although job growth has slowed from 2023 and 2024.
The release of the report was delayed because of the government shutdown. A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to end its months-long deployment of National Guard troops to help police the nation's capital. District Judge Jaya Cobb concluded President Trump's military takeover in Washington violates the Constitution and illegally intrudes on local officials' authority to direct law enforcement in the district. The Justice Department is examining the handling of the mortgage fraud investigation into Senator Adam Schiff. Jarring swings keep rocking Wall Street. Stocks erased a big morning gain and finished lower. This is AP News. Investigators say a UPS plane that crashed in Kentucky, killing 14 people, had cracks in the engine mount.
A series of six photos the National Transportation Safety Board released showed the rear of the engine starting to detach before it flew up and over the wing as flames erupted. The next image shows the wing engulfed by flames as the burning engine flies above it. The final image shows the plane starting to get airborne. But the NTSB says the MD-11 plane only got 30 feet off the ground. Three pilots on the plane were killed along with 11 people on the ground near Muhammad Ali International Airport. The NTSB says the plane wasn't due for a detailed inspection of key engine mount parts that had fractures. The entire fleet of MD-11s operated by UPS, FedEx, and Western Global, along with a few related DC-10s, were grounded after the crash until they can be inspected and repaired. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.